Episode 403, January 21st, 2019.
Dad's going to panic if you don't start the show soon.
The following program is brought to you by More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes. Until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
the punk? Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
We're in the it feels like single digits time of the year, Joe. This is your first winter as a 50-year-old. Can you handle this?
No, it's freezing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that we have the dog, I have to go out.
Oh, that's right.
When it's dark out in the morning. And let me tell you something, man. It is bitter. It's bitter cold.
Well, I was going to put the recycling out last night, but it was super windy, so I was going to try to wait. So it didn't, you know.
Then you forgot,
over.
And now you have to double
and
up.
And then I went to bed, and then earlier than Tawana, because she didn't work today. But then she went up to remind me that I needed to take it out, but I just acted like I was asleep.
And so, wait a minute. How did you know her intentions then? Did she try to wake you up?
Yes. She came in and said, hey, can you do the recycling? And I just, what? And then, you know, I really sold how out of it I was.
Did she go down and do it at that
point? She did it. I think she did it in the morning, but she did it.
Begrudgingly?
Yes. She got it done. So that's all that matters. But I went to
I never fake sleep, by the way, but when I was a kid and I saw that one of the dogs had shit on the floor, I pretended I didn't see it.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Now, hey. That's not going to help with you getting Oscar.
Oscar would never, never shit in the house. So that's a ridiculous even to bring it up. He would never do that.
By the way, shout out to Robbie. Great name of the episode last week, and the Oscar goes to a particularly good episode and a great name. But I went to Chick-fil-A, the one right by your house, and it's super windy here, if you don't know. And I go through the drive-thru. I hand the guy 20. He grabs it. It flies out of his hand, out into the night. He jumps through the drive-thru window. He's, you know, Chick-fil-A. They go all out to try to chase
it
down.
My pleasure!
Yes, as he yells, my pleasure, as he runs, jumps through the window into the night.
Did he get it?
No, but they just gave me my change for 20, which I would.
Wow, man, that's somebody's going to find 20 bucks.
They are. It's going to make somebody's
night. God, it's
such
a gift to find that kind of money. 20 bucks?
Winning, yeah, finding 20 on the ground is better than just...
Man. Earning it.
It's way better than earning it.
It's clearly better than earning it.
How much money do you have to find where you feel like it's too much and I feel like I'm getting into some trouble?
20 bucks ain't it.
No.
Did I tell you one? I think I told the story. I'll go quickly because I know I told it. Remember when we did that show with Justin at the first time we did that show at Pat Riley's work?
Why is Robbie calling me? Robbie, are you? Hello.
All right. Thanks.
So, Joe, we now have just breaking news. No more Robbie and Marcus this episode. We have some tech issues. How we survive.
Yeah, I was a little critical of Robbie because he was saying, let's record tomorrow. So you have to drive all the way back here.
Yes.
Because he didn't want to stay up till 9. But he got very upset with me.
Well, The Bachelor's on tonight.
Oh, okay. He got very upset with me pre-show because I always bring up that his friend Chris Nickel and him stop being friends.
Who's
because
in chat?
Who's in chat right now? It's obviously not because his name's misspelled, but because he called Robbie too late, and Robbie's like, that'll never happen, but now you have to drive. He doesn't mind inconveniencing you.
No, not at all.
Now, you could drive all the way to Westminster as long as he doesn't have to stay up a half an hour later. I got it. Okay.
But anyway, we're still recording on Monday night like normal, just that we can't have access to anyone who's not in the room, which is Marcus and Robbie. So you and I will forage on. Mm-hmm. Is that the word?
No, forage is not. Forage is definitely
right.
not the
it's
not the
forge, word. Right?
Well, we could forage on if you were looking for truffles.
I am not looking for truffles. So you're talking about finding money?
Yeah, the story that I was going to tell, because you said you lost $20. Someone in that parking lot is going to get $20. Good for
yes.
them. But one time we did a show. It was that show that was horrible the second time that we did for that guy, Pat Riley.
Yes.
The first time we did it with Justin, me, you, and Justin, and he paid us in cash. And I think it was like $300, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I guess it all flew out of my pocket and it was in the parking lot of where I work. And somebody put a note up and said, I found a large sum of money. If it's anybody's, I'm up in this suite. And I went up there.
Wow.
And I called him and I said, hey, and he goes, what are the denominations? And I basically nailed it. And he goes, all right, it's yours. And I went up
that's
there.
That's awesome.
I told the story, though, because I said, I go, hey, can I give you, you know, $50 for your trouble? And he took it. We talked about this. He took the $50. So.
I don't have a problem with that.
That's the same thing you said the last time.
Yes.
So at least you're consistent.
That's consistent.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have offered.
That's the same thing you said the last time as well.
What if he bargains with? What if he says, how about 100?
Yeah. I just said, hey, he had it. Possession
right.
is 9/10 or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, how much money do you have to find? Let's say you find it. You're not in some gas station where there's cameras. You're just, for whatever reason, you pull over on the side of the road. You take a leak or something.
Oh, if I'm on the side of the road, I could find $1,000. If I'm in a parking lot where I work, that's different because
right.
there are people. But if you're on the side of the road, I mean, what are you going to do? What could you possibly do? Go to the police with a handful of cash?
Well, but there is a number at some point where you're concerned that whoever lost this will try to find it, and they might, you know, hunt you down and kill you, right?
Yes. If I found a suitcase full of money, like in No Country for Old Men.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a different animal.
So 10,000, when do we get squeamish?
I don't know. Yeah, 10,000 would definitely. Here's the deal, because 10,000 wouldn't be laying there. They would be in a bag.
Yes.
So that makes it different. But also, what kind of bag is it in? If it's in a if it's in a plastic bag.
What if it's in a book bag? It's in a bag inside
yeah,
of a book.
Yeah, that's somebody's.
Bag.
I'd go to the police and I'd say, "Hey, I found this book bag." And if somebody comes to claim it, it's theirs, and then you get it if they don't. And then if some, and by the way, you're probably going to get the money. Do you know why?
No.
Because if somebody's going to have $10,000 in a book bag, they're not going to want to tell the person who has their money that they want it back.
You're right.
So I probably get to keep that.
So that's the number. It's 10,000?
No. If I found a book bag with $5,000 in it, I'd take it. If it was in a bag,
yes.
a book bag, I would take it.
Okay.
The police and say, hey, I found this. Let me know if nobody claims it.
What if you find a suitcase full of gold bars?
What would I do with them? Actually, you know who I'd go? I'd go to Uncle Mike. If you go maybe a year back, he's the guy who took the coin from that old lady and sold for $300,000.
Did we ever reveal his identity?
Oh, shoot. I probably shouldn't have said that. But
yeah,
anyway, yeah.
That was a great story.
I said Uncle
he
Mike.
He would know.
That's pretty vague, right?
Yeah,
Uncle Mike. Okay.
He's not actually your uncle.
Yeah, so,
so
nobody's going to be able to identify
unless
me.
You have an Uncle Mike. Then that poor guy.
I don't.
He's going to be getting people hit him up on Facebook. Anyway, welcome to the show. Thank you, Chick-fil-A, for taking care of that lost $20 bill.
Hey, speaking of money, I'm sorry, can I tell?
Yeah.
I know you're going to go to be going to Columbus, but speaking of money, my grandmother, mm-hmm. God rest her soul, she died in 2012.
Sorry for your loss.
Now, she loved Robbie more than me. Do we ever talk about that? She's the only person alive that actually loves Robbie more than me.
Well, Mac Bergson.
And Mac Bergson
yeah.
and his current girlfriend, not his ex-girlfriend.
No.
She probably loves me more. But anyway, she left Robbie and I and our sisters a large sum of money. But she started buying bonds for us back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And bonds fully mature at 30 years. And so she died, but I still had a little ways to go in order for all these bonds to mature.
To collect.
And I literally I redeemed, is that the way to say it? The last of these bonds.
I have no idea.
I could have waited till June and made $40 more, but I didn't. And so the very last of this money, it was a huge amount of money. I'm going to tell you what it was.
Okay.
Okay, it's 1,000 of this.
Okay.
That's what it was. Yes. A lot of money, right?
Yeah. If I found it in a bag, I wouldn't know what to do.
So in the bonds came in a sealed envelope to us, and it says on there, sealed by Grandma Irene Favor, July 1994. On the back of it, it says, for Joe Robinson only, and it has a yellow smiley face. That's what's on this envelope.
Okay.
Well, I just pulled the last of the bonds out of this envelope, and now I just threw it away. Like, what am I supposed to do with this envelope? It's the last thing she ever gave me. It's this wonderful gesture, and it's this ripped up envelope, and I held on to
it.
I was thinking about it. It literally looks like a piece of trash.
Yeah.
So I held on to it for about a week, and then I was like, maybe even a little bit more, and eventually I was like, you know, what am I going to do with this?
Did
and
you take a picture of it?
No.
Yeah, I'd have thrown it away.
Well, what am I going to do? Maybe in 10 years see it and be happy? Like, what?
Right.
It was a wonderful thing she did. You know what? Me talking about this, that's my homage. But, I mean, I'm going to remember. I don't need that envelope, but the envelope was a piece of trash, but I did feel very guilty throwing it away.
Well, I have my dad's ashes in my room. I don't know what to do with it in my office.
What are they in? Are they in that shoe box like the Big Lebowski?
They're just about.
Robbie would hate that then.
They're in some box that they gave that came with the process, and it's in a bag. The box is in that bag.
Is it in your room where you sleep?
It's in my office.
Oh.
Yes, where I office. Where I write murder mysteries.
Can you see it? If you walk into the office, can you see it, or is it put away?
Well, I have a picture of him, and it's actually behind that. So I don't, but that's just where I put it. I haven't thought about where to put it.
God, what are you, yeah.
But it is near the, it's near the picture. I don't know what the feng shui thing to do is.
How long, I mean, are you going to spread them?
Probably not.
Didn't he love Ohio State? I was just there.
Well, yeah. I mean, I thought about buying an urn with some sort of Ohio State
logo. Oh, I thought you were going to go to the, what's it called? The horseshoe or what's the name of the?
Yeah, it is. I thought about that, but. I don't know.
What's the name of it? It's not the horseshoe. What's it called?
Yeah.
It is the horseshoe.
It's Ohio Stadium.
Okay. Yeah. I was just there. I just saw it.
Yeah. You went to see Bob Seger with Katie, and they weren't, no, but they were at the indoor stadium, obviously, right?
They were at Nationwide Arena.
With the Blue Jackets.
But we stayed, the hotel where we stayed was the Marriott Residence in Columbus University location.
So
something
like that. You're in.
We drove right through the campus. We were basically on the campus. We drove through. Everywhere we go, we drove through. We saw all the big towers where the dorms were and all that stuff, you know. And the guy was telling us, one of our Lyft drivers was saying, if you had a certain set of rooms in there, you could watch the football game from your...
Well, that's cool.
From your dorm room. But whatever. Yeah, but so we went to see Bob Seger. I won't talk much about the concert. It was great. He's 73 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But girls think he's 55. Oh, wait, that's Grams.
Yeah. No. So the audience is very old. I mean, he's even, you know, he was around in the 60s, you know. So he was around. Ramblin' Gamblin' Man came out before I was born.
Right.
So
does Katie know all his music? Or
she knows about 10 of his songs.
Okay.
Like, she knows a lot of them, and she has her favorite. She loves Night Moves. She loves Turn the Page, you know. And so it was great to hear. But it was really more an honor than it was great to
right.
He was fine performing, but there's some things he can't do anymore, right, with his voice, because he had one of the greatest iconic
Absolutely.
Rock and roll voices of all time, and he can't do it anymore. And he also was kind of doing some moves and gyrations. I'm like, don't do that, you know what I mean?
Don't even,
it's like,
bother.
You got to know you're not cool anymore. Now, when he sat down at the piano and he played We Got Tonight, and he talked about that it was his mom's favorite song that he ever wrote.
Well, that had to be nice.
And then he sat down, he played Against the Wind with his guitar. So there was some really cool moments, but there was also, like, they play old time rock and roll, which is by far the worst Bob Seger song.
Right.
And everybody there, like, if you go to a wedding and they start playing that, you know, your grandmother will get up and start dancing. It's the worst song for them to, oh, I love Bob Seger. I love old time rock and roll. But when that song came on, that's what happened. It looked like a wedding where every old fart was up and they were dancing around and everything. And so.
Well, that's kind of sweet though, right?
It was. I didn't hate it. There's a couple of things. The only moments I didn't love is there's some things that he can't do. We talked about this when we saw Hall & Oates. So he asked the audience to sing parts of the song that he can't do, and he also takes his mouth away from the mic when it's something he just can't do anymore. I don't mind. He still sounded good when he wasn't trying to hit that upper register. So, look, I really enjoyed it. I was moved a couple times. Some of the songs really speak to me in terms of, you know, my growing up and my youth and so forth. And so, you know, and he closed with four fucking great songs. He closed with, Against the Wind, Hollywood Nights, Night Moves, Rock and Roll Never Forgets. And then he left. That
now,
was it.
You saw songs. Holiday Nights, the Bob Seger Hollywood.
Yeah.
At the Rams Head in Annapolis.
That's right.
And you said they had like 12 band members. Who had more? The cover band actually?
Hey,
Bob
it's
Seger.
Funny you say that because I think it was close.
Right.
It's probably about the same, right?
Was the ticket price the same and the number
of
seats?
No, it was not the same. But I will tell you, the backup singer, if you listen to the song, like Still the Same, there's a lot of, you know, they have the girls there that are doing the background,
right.
the backup singers. Well, they looked like, you know, your Aunt Marge. I mean, it was like they were older ladies, right?
Who was the youngest person in the band?
I mean, there was one young guitar player in the band singing. There, one of the girls looked like she appeared. She might have been in her late 30s or early 40s.
Okay.
Those were the youngest. But when he introduced them, he's like, this is so-and-so. She's won two Grammys for blah, blah. I mean, he had a great band.
Yeah.
There was all these awards. He was talking about Grammys and this, that, and the other. And you're like, all right, well, these guys are obviously. And you know he has a great sax player. But this guy was one of these guys. His hair was dyed jet black. He had all rings on every finger. You know,
oh,
so
yeah.
You hated the guy, but he could play the sax.
Was anyone as young as Katie there?
You know what? I saw a few, but I will tell you that the median age was much older than I am. I mean, it was much, much older. As a matter of
right.
fact, the next day, we were in the hotel, and this lady was wearing a Bob Seger shirt. And I go, hey, did you go to the Bob Seger concert? Was it any good? Of course, you know, I was there. And then I talked to him for a little while. But, and they were all like, oh, yeah, I went to see, you know, Fleetwood Mac. And I saw you knew all the bands that they liked
of course.
And they'd seen. But
and you flew there and flew back just one night?
One night. Well, you know, there was a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you, we first got there.
This is Saturday night was the show, correct?
Right. So we get there Saturday day, and tell me what you would have done. There's a girl there at the counter, and we had to check in at, we were there like 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our room isn't ready.
No.
So we go there and we go, hey, if our room's ready, we'd like to go have it, but we can just leave our bags. And I go, before we do that, let me show you a picture of my dog. So I show this girl a picture of my dog. She shows me a picture of her dog. We start talking, blah, blah, blah. We said, she goes, oh, there's a room ready for you. I go, we were going to go eat. She recommends a restaurant to us. Perfect. We go upstairs, come downstairs. We're going to the restaurant that this girl, Kelly, recommended. Okay. I see her out of the corner of my eye. I said, hey, we're going to Catalina's. That was the name of it.
Okay.
We're going to Catalina's. You want us to bring you back anything? She goes, no, thanks. She's bawling. Something happened between when we went up and went down that was not good.
Did her dog die?
I don't know what happened. She is wiping away tears, but she's there. And I'm like, God, this looks like a go home moment. And sure enough, when we got back, she was gone. Right. So something horrible happened to this girl from the time we went up, went back down. So I said, you know what we're going to do? When we were out, she mentioned this thing that we should get. Waffle, Nutella, waffle, whatever. It ends up, we end up not even eating there because it was so crowded.
Right.
But I was like, let's bring her back that. And Kay's like, what if she's not there? She looks like she's going to go home, which she did. So I'm glad that we didn't. But then when we went back, I wrote her a note.
Aw.
But I didn't say, it looks like, you know, something horrible happened, whatever. I just said, hey, we went to the restaurant, which was a lie. We didn't go.
She just lied to her, and it was fantastic.
But I wanted to make her feel good. I said, hey, thanks for recommending that restaurant. It was excellent. Everything you said it was, thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. We had a great time, and it's because of you.
That's
thanks,
sweet.
Joe and Katie. Well, I wanted to do something because something atrocious had happened to this. She was, unless she's just like some super emotional chick. I don't know.
It's possible.
I don't think so, man. She seemed like she had it together.
Somebody's checking. We had the wrong credit card on file. So stressful. Well, I was in the neighboring state, Michigan, the rival, doing shows in nearby Detroit, also near Ann Arbor.
That, of course, is where Bob Seger's from.
There you go. Okay. With David Koechter at the Comedy Castle, 40-year anniversary. This place has been around a long time.
Was it packed?
This was the biggest number he's ever had. Now, he just hired a new company to, you know, do promo for him. because we always go to these cities and people recognize them, but then it's not sold out every show. And we had Thursday wasn't sold out, but it seats 400. Friday and Saturday sold out all four shows.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Absolutely.
Do you get a bonus when it's sold out?
He got a nice bonus.
All right.
Yeah.
He it didn't make its way to you.
No, but he's
You're not an entitled person.
Right. But he I mean
He pays for your meals and
he
stuff.
He made double what he usually made. It was a good bonus.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. But in the hotel, we always sort of just talk to people, and there was a shuttle. They have a shuttle that takes you to the club. And one time this girl was in the shuttle. It was an attractive black girl, and we were just saying where we're from and small talk, and she says she's going to be visiting Maryland. And she mentioned something, her brother went to Howard, and I mentioned, yeah, I know Howard. And she was surprised, I guess, because that I'm white. But I'm like, if you live around here, you know Howard University.
Yeah, of course.
Right. But it never occurred to me that that wasn't something anyone else would know. I don't know. It seems like it's a pretty famous.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I mean, it's not like Grambling.
No, you're right. Yeah. But then she says, because then I see her later just at the hotel where she's behind the desk, and she goes, yeah, I'm visiting my brother. Do you have a Zaxby's there? Or Zaxby's? And I remember seeing the commercials. It's this place they serve, you know, chicken fingers and chicken sandwiches, and it looks really good. I remember Tawana saying, hey, I wonder if they have one around here. We looked it up, and there was a new one in Winchester. And one time we went there before the Brightbox show, and we ate there, and it was fine.
It was like an Arby's.
Right. But it's and I go, I don't think we have them in Maryland. She goes, oh, that's my favorite place. Like, is it that important to you when you visit a state that you have to go to Zaxby's?
Maybe like a Capitol Grill or something.
Right. Is this that part of your daily routine? That you can't be without Zaxby's for a week?
Hey, we're going to be in Winchester on the 14th. Oh, no, the 9th.
February 9th, yes.
So you want to go to Zaxby's?
Yeah, let's do it. I'll go and get some chicken tenders for everybody.
I got to see how far away it is from the club.
It's not far at all. It's like a mile or so.
A mile?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely
maybe
doing
two
that.
2 miles. Yeah, we'll be there February 9th, then Valentine's Day itself. We're going to be at McGooby's Joke House. Then February 27th, we debut our new show, Hit Me 90s, one more time. The script is completed.
Well, as far as you and I know, it's completed.
Yes. Well, we emailed the script. I think it was Tuesday last week.
Right.
So
nobody's made one comment about it.
Well, the question is, we have Sean Gabbert, Eric Woodward, Justin Schlegel, Tommy Simbazo, and Katie, who are all in the show.
I can promise you Katie hasn't read it.
Okay. So I talked to Sean today because he was asking me when the show was, and I asked that he read the script yet. He goes, no, but he said he's planning on tonight. So he hasn't read it, and he was the most likely one that we thought would have read it.
There's absolutely no way that Tommy's read it.
He's the least likely one to have read.
No, Justin might be the least likely.
But Justin, I talked to him about it, and he's expressed the most interest in it. And Justin is the busiest out of all these people.
Yeah. I don't know. Eric's pretty busy.
Okay, Eric is pretty busy, too. But Justin also has to read it with a closer eye than Eric.
I don't agree with that because he can read it. He's going to have it in front of him. He never memorizes it. He just reads off a script. He just has to familiarize himself with it once he's familiar with the plot.
Yeah, but I think to get familiar with that,
he has to read it.
Eric doesn't need to know the plot. He usually doesn't.
Well, you know,
he shows up not knowing what show he's doing.
So. Yeah, and it's funny you mention that because I remember when we first did the Michael Jackson one.
Smooth Criminal.
That's it, Smooth Criminal. The very first show that we did, which was at the Ram's Head, was really a rehearsal. That's what it was.
Because
there's a part now that is a home run. That's when Eric comes out as the Russian dance instructor.
Yes.
That he hadn't fleshed out yet because he hadn't prepared or done anything.
Right.
And so are you worried about that this time? Because he's not, you know, what should we do? Have 9 rehearsals so they'll...
Well, we've written into the show that we've spoken at great lengths about Eric and Tommy being the Weird Al Yankovic cover band. So we've...
Well, that they're going to... That I'm not worried about the Weird Al part, are you?
No, but that's a third of what they have to do, essentially.
Right. Though I'm much more worried about the other stuff because it's going to require them to do a little bit of prep. And they will do that, but I'm afraid it's going to be done during the first show and then it's not going to work and then it is going to work once they figured out what they did wrong.
Yeah, although, I mean, it's prep for something they enjoy doing, which is singing together.
I'm not defending the idea that they'll do it. I'm just saying, well, they have a history of not.
Right. Well, they've never had a performance together.
Yeah, they're probably more excited about this. Yeah, you're probably right about that.
So you're saying if we assume that Sean will read it tonight, he'll be the first one to have read it.
Mm-hmm.
And then rank who the order. By the way, it doesn't matter they haven't read it yet. It just, it's only been a week. It's fine.
I don't think that they'll ever read it until rehearsal.
You mean the day of rehearsal?
Yeah, they're
until
not
until there's a rehearsal.
No,
date.
I don't think they'll read it before the rehearsal. I don't even think that day they'll read it. I don't think they'll read it until they show up
now,
with a printed copy of the script.
Is that a comedian thing? Because if they were actors first,
it's not
clearly
a comedian thing.
they would read it instantly.
No, it's those. I don't know
it's,
what
it's
it is.
It's particular to them.
It's them. Yeah, I mean. It is weird, but I like the idea of them having that kind of confidence in their own abilities because they'd rather risk being horrible than having to do the work necessary
right.
to be great at it. But they've never really been horrible.
No.
They've only...
But why aren't they eager to find out what they're going to be doing?
I'll bet that whatever there is in front of them is more interesting to them.
What if you got drafted in the NFL and you're like, I'll wait 2 months to find out which team?
Well, you understand, if you're drafted in the NFL, you've built your entire life around, usually around
right.
somebody who's disciplined enough to make sure that they exercise a certain time,
sure.
practice a certain time.
Right.
You know, if you're all the way to that level, most of the time they fleshed everybody out by then.
But these aren't irresponsible people.
No, they're not irresponsible. And also, the odds of them nailing it are much higher than the odds of them not.
Right.
But no matter
yes.
what, the odds of them eventually figuring out is 100%. But you like for
well,
that to happen from the inception
well,
to the end.
No, I just don't. Yeah, I of course I would like. Yeah, I would like for them to enjoy doing this. Yes.
I think they enjoy doing it.
I
not so much that they're going to spend a lot of time rehearsing it.
I would just be curious what I'm being asked to do. That's just.
But you've told them already, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, basically, but I mean, they don't.
How
this is what I want to do next time. This is the next script I want, when we send it out, just buried in the middle of it in parentheses is going to be, hey, Rob and Joe here at Del Life Productions. For the first person that has gotten to this point and can text in the keyword blank, we'll send you $50 on Venmo.
Yeah.
Then I just want to wait and see how
well,
long
now that
lasts.
They hear this.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up, man?
That was scary.
So now that they hear this... Now, though, they might read it.
Good.
Not this script, the next script, or they'll forget by then.
Yes. Well, we remind them. Well, not right before, but yeah.
Is $50 enough to get them to read
well,
it?
Well, I would pay for a rehearsal.
Don't say that. They come for free right now.
I know. Well, but they don't rehearse. So
what do you do? Wait a minute. The money is contingent on how seriously you take it. We hold on to it.
Well, no, meaning you have to show up. Knowing your lines. Like, it's not a rehearsal where we learn the lines. It's a rehearsal where you perfect the lines. Does that make sense?
We already
like
buy food and hang out and have a good time and drink. Now we got to pay them, too.
Well, we used to do three of those, though. We used to go to Magoobies. We've done less every
oh,
time.
Oh, I see what you're saying. All right. Now, I'd be willing to explore the idea of doing that.
Would you rather add an extra date and all drive to Magoobies or just we just split $200 amongst the two of us?
Yeah. I guess that would be speaking of money, I know we need to take a break. Can I tell you about a bet that I made with Katie?
Ooh, I love bets. Yes. Come right back. Rob and Joshua.
Hey, it's Justin from the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show. You may remember me from my critically acclaimed role as Bucky in Death of a Dentist. Well, my next star turn will be in a show called The Newly Dead Game, another original, hilarious, interactive comedy whodunit from the minds of Rob and Joe. Imagine, you're in a TV studio at a taping of the very popular game show Clash of Couples. I'll have a starring role, and if you're very, very lucky, you might play a part too. You might even be the murderer. It's going to be incredible, and there's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, February 14th at Magoobies Joke House in Timonium, Maryland. For more information, go to DieLaughingProductions.com. Tickets are available right now.
So the Super Bowl is here. Not here. The teams are here. The Patriots, shocker. And the Los Angeles Rams. And you, I guess, this spurred on a bet with between you and Katie?
Yeah, well, Katie is, she's got this love-hate relationship with Tom Brady, I guess. She thinks he's a douche, but clearly he's the GOAT. So, you know, it makes it...
It's hard not to just marvel at the Patriots and his greatness. Because it's not even... It's, I mean, Drew Brees is a great quarterback. He's been to the NFC title game twice.
Yeah.
I mean, Brady's, what's been 14 times? I don't know.
Here's my question, and then we'll spend a lot of time, Robbie, talking about football, and then I'll talk about the bet. So, by the way, Tom Brady's 40 or 41? If he's not 41, he's almost 41. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But if Drew Brees is the quarterback of the Patriots instead of Tom Brady...
He's 41.
He's 41 right now?
Yes.
So according to Katie, she bet me $100 that he'll play until he's 45 years old.
Well, he turns 42 in August. So that means he's definitely going to play next year, right? You think?
Well, probably. I didn't know even that was on the table for him not to. I bet if he wins the Super Bowl, you got a better shot of him not playing again.
Well, they did start by beating the Rams. That's how it all started. So maybe there's a full circle.
A bookend kind of thing.
Yeah.
But Katie, I have a $100 bet, even up, that he'll play till he's 45 years old. I mean, how many quarterbacks have done that? I don't even think Brett Favre played till he was 45, right?
Didn't George Blanda play quarterback or something?
Yeah.
But he wasn't really playing.
I think he was a two-way player. He's a kicker or something, too, as well as a quarterback.
Well, he clearly is still playing well. So it's not like physically, it's not like Peyton Manning at the end.
Well, we don't know what he's going to look like next year. But, you know, Peyton Manning, he fell off a cliff. He didn't he was 2 years before he won the Super Bowl and left. He threw the most touchdowns in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, I think Brady will get tired of putting in the effort it takes in the offseason to maintain his abilities before he's not able to play at a high level. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, but
because the dedication to the diet and to the exercise.
Yeah, but I've heard people say, hey, it's a lot better to stay in shape than it is to get in shape. And he's been staying in shape for 41 years.
Well, it's not just staying in shape. I mean, he's eating avocado ice cream. I mean, he's not.
But he's going to do that anyway.
Is he?
He's a vegan, yes.
Well, there's still got to be some.
God, avocado ice cream.
I guarantee he's not
horrible.
Eating French fries.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine what avocado ice cream tastes like?
Yeah, I can imagine it, and it's not a fan.
Yeah, oh,
guacamole.
Well, I like guacamole.
Yeah, that's ice cream. Yeah,
it's just frozen guacamole.
That doesn't sound good, Robbie.
I'd rather just eat guacamole then.
Yeah,
I want a chip on it. I'm not going to just put a scoop of it anyway.
Yeah, that'd be a problem if I'm not allowed to have a chip.
I would. I think
you'd take my side of the bet.
I think I will, but it's a good bet.
You think it's a good bet? I think the real question is, does he play a third year? And that's the bet. Four till he's 45.
Didn't he say he wants to play till 45?
Did he? That
I
makes
think
a big
that he
difference.
Did.
If he said that, then she's smart. She flim flammed me. And by the way, who's going to tell him no?
Nobody's going to tell him no.
I don't agree with that.
His wife, maybe.
Yeah, because in the NFL, because of the salary cap, it's not the same animal. You can't hang on to players who don't produce. And is there a chance at 45 he's not going to be productive? There's probably a pretty good chance. Are you as good today as you were when you were 21 years old?
Not at football, no. But at comedy, I'm better. But that's a different animal.
Yeah,
obviously.
That's way different.
Yeah. Well,
Brady at 45 is still going to be one of the top quarterbacks.
Oh, Robbie, you want about 102?
Robbie,
you
in.
His desire to still play is really the question.
That's what I say.
Hold
that's,
on.
Well, he's
45. You think it's going to be more a factor of his desire than his ability? I think at 45, the question is going to be his ability.
I don't know because age is different now. We have Breeze is in his 40s. This isn't going to be uncommon. I think you're going to see Rodgers will play in his 40s at a high level. It's not 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, no, it's worse.
Adrian Peterson just, you know, did what almost no running backs done at his age. I mean,
yes.
These guys are playing longer.
Guys are playing longer. I'll give you that at the quarterback position. So that is the where the danger is, and kicker, right?
Yes.
But any other position, maybe offensive line, but for the most part, if you're in your 40s, you're not going to be productive.
True.
At most other positions on the field. But still, you know, at some point, your body's like, well, I can't physically do this anymore. And he's playing at the highest level, I don't know. I mean, there's really, I can make any argument I want, but then the reality is going to be whatever it is. And my guess is that someone isn't going to be able to play into their mid-40s.
All right, what's more likely? He retires before this Super Bowl coming up, or he's still playing at age 60?
Well, clearly, oh. If before the Super Bowl is more like
because something
60.
Would come out or something, or he'd get hurt.
Yeah, yeah, getting hurt in practice is a lot more likely than 50. Than him. 50? God, 50 is crazy, right? I still say it's more likely that he gets injured before the Super Bowl than he plays for the next 10 years.
But he would have to get so injured that he would retire.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
that he would announce his retirement.
Well, if he popped his Achilles or whatever, that's what would happen.
But he wouldn't announce his retirement yet. He'd wait to see how he. I mean, if he got his leg chopped off or something in an accident, he well, loses yeah. a hand.
Dude, 50 is unfathomable. Unfathomable.
How,
you know,
how old was Brett Favre when he retired?
Like 42, right? Something like that.
I mean, he might have been older.
I guarantee
that.
He didn't take as good as care of himself as Brady does.
I like Katie's bet.
Look at does that make you feel? Better about your bet.
You want to get in on it too, Robbie?
Yeah, I think I want a piece of this action.
Hey, by the way, I think I'm the only person with a team left in the Super Bowl predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had Saints Chargers, so my Saints are out.
And I think I have the Rams winning it.
Look
I'm pretty sure I do.
Good for
I'm
you,
pretty
buddy.
Pretty sure I do. Now, the other team I had didn't make the playoffs, but it's okay. If I predicted the Super Bowl winner, I believe. I've done that before, right? Haven't I? Oh, no. I picked the Super Bowl Denver versus Seattle, but I picked the wrong side. Yeah.
Update from last week. I've booked Joe's room for the bachelor party. I've sent out the invites to Amato, Serta, the Bergson brothers, and to Gramps. I believe they're all efforting in some way to get there.
You know, Robbie told me that Gramps said, hey, I'd like to ride down with you and stay with you. And Robbie said, no, you can't even ride down with me. You won't even let him ride in the car with you, Robbie?
I really want my complete freedom this weekend to do what I want to do. Listen to what I want. Listen to the car.
Oh, I see. Then he's your only ride. And Gramps doesn't know about Lyft. I guarantee you that, or Uber.
Oh, I told him I would, when we got there, I'd be hanging out with him pretty much the whole time.
Well,
and then I would put
him
in
the driving understand. When I don't understand then. You're going
to
make
the driving part, the freedom to get out of there, leave as early as I want because I get up really early. I get up like 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
You're going to get up in Atlantic City a Saturday night where we're going to be hanging out in his bachelor party. Then you're going to wake up at 3 a.m. to go home.
I want the freedom to do it if I want to.
Okay.
I don't want to be. I don't want to be a slave or attached to anybody
a slave.
Else.
Slave, jeez. All right.
Okay. How many people will still be awake that come that are they're spending the night Saturday night when Robbie gets
I think
up?
A lot. Yeah. We're gambling. Yeah, a yeah. lot. Most people
yeah.
will. I think.
Oh yeah, right. I'll be saying goodbye to everybody in the casino as I walk out.
Gramps, hey, we're leaving at 3 a.m. sharp.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Got to get home by 6:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, okay, whatever. I mean, I wouldn't even go, but that's fine.
How long is the drive from Atlantic City to that place you live?
Dale City.
Yeah.
The two famous cities.
What is it, like 3 hours, roughly?
I feel like it's more. It's only
maybe
three.
It is. Maybe it's more like four.
For every,
I'm right off of 95, don't forget.
How many bachelor parties are being thrown in Dale City that weekend, do you think? What's the over-under? A half? It's got to be under, right?
Robbie?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Well, speaking of Gramps, by the way.
Oh, yes. Big Gramps news.
So, Katie is on Instagram.
Yes.
She's the one that made me aware of this. Gramps.
I thought I did.
Who Gramps is following?
Oh, no. I posted on Facebook that he was on Instagram. So that's Instagramps. That's what
by
I
the way,
it.
I can't. Does Gramps know how to post something on Instagram? I would imagine he doesn't.
Well, if you could sign up, that seems like the hard part.
Has he posted anything yet?
I don't know. Do we remember his profile?
By the way, real quick, Katie texted me an article on Patriots.com that says Tom Brady says he wants to play until 45.
I knew it.
Yeah, she had inside information.
Good job. Inside, you mean
inside?
It was, by inside, you mean Google?
So anyway, so Gramps,
where's this?
He got Instagram. Has he? By the way, is you're following? He's following you. You're following him, correct, Gramps?
Yes. Let me find his.
I want to know if he's posted any pictures yet. Because his... I can't imagine he would be able to do
okay,
that.
Okay, Rob Robinson. Let me see.
So Graham says no. I guess that means he has not.
Rob Robinson. 39 followers, following 26 people. No posts yet.
Okay, so he doesn't know how to do it. Well, we looked at the people he's following. He's following Garth Brooks. And I'm positive he doesn't know a Garth Brooks song. He's in chat.
I bet he knows the dance. Well,
no, shit. He doesn't know that. I thought you were going to say, I don't want to say it because yes. I don't know. He knows it. But right. Gramps, if you know a Garth Brooks song, please put it in chat. I don't think he does. But he's also following, of just the 27 people.
Oh, no, I got a good one.
He's following Madison Baines. Are you familiar with Madison Baines?
No.
Well, here's a picture of her. She is a porn star. Here's a picture of her. Her nipples are blurred out, but other than that, you can still see her vagina, which is completely shaved. She also seems to be a little thin. That's the look I'm going for as well. Do you think Gramps knows, by the way, no Garth Brooks song has made it yet in chat, so, and since he doesn't know how to Google
or
say
no.
Okay.
No, well, that was noted from before, yeah.
What about this one who's following? New Life_NewMe_J and Dawn, a pregnant black woman.
Oh yeah, no, I saw her. Yeah, I don't know. Her profile's private.
It's private.
But maybe that's a client of his. I'm not quite sure. Still looking in here. I don't see anything from Gramps. Sorry, Robbie. I'm just going to take over for a second to see if I can if Gramps.
He's following the Bergsons. He's following Tawanda, and of course, he's following Walker Hayes.
Yeah. Well, oh, that's probably why I got on Instagram. But anyway, Gramps, just so you'll know, you are following a porn star, and her name is Madison Baines, B-A-N-E-S. Matter of fact, while you guys are looking, let me see if I can find
Gramps
any.
Is a big fan.
I'm going to see if I can find any of her work. So I'm going to go to you, porn, right? Is that where you'd go? And then I'm going to go up on...
I prefer X videos.
And I'm going to go Madison. I want to see if it auto-populated. Madison. No. Baines, is that it? I don't know that. Nope, I don't think I could find Madison Bay.
Well, you got to post a picture.
I saw Jen Tisdale on there.
Is this it? No, this is a live chat room.
Yeah, we're about to get some.
You're going
to
screw up the computer.
Exactly. Good Sorry. Job, Joe. Again? What did Joe do wrong last time?
Graham said it was purely an accident. Oops. She looks nice.
Welcome to Instagram, Graham. Please post some things so I can get to liking.
I wonder if Madison Baines. Oh, Graham said, I end up following three people without meaning to. He doesn't have an unfollow.
They just happen to be all porn stars.
Is Garth Brooks one of them, Dad? Is Garth Brooks somebody that you follow by accident?
How do you accidentally follow Garth Brooks, a porn star, and a pregnant black woman?
and then you can't get rid of them.
What are the odds that anybody else is following those three people besides Gramps?
That's probably impossible. Yeah.
He's the only guy.
Yep.
By the way, Jim Amato recommended, I guess, two porn stars, Nika Noel and Magdalene St. Michaels.
So. I'll try to get them for the bachelor party.
See if you can get them on the show, Robbie.
Yeah.
Actually, no. I would like. Can you see if you can get this chick, Madison Baines, Baines? Do you think you can get her on the show?
Just tell Gramps to ask her.
DM.
Hey, Gramps, can you direct message Madison Baines?
She'll say, "Who's this 55-year-old man hitting on me?"
Here's Madison Baines' Twitter. Hey, here's her IMDb. Let's take a look. I don't know if this is the same one. She's only been in two movies. This has got to be her. The Naked News. She was an anchor. And then Lydia in Blood Theater. It's been completed, but it hasn't made it to the silver screen yet.
I posted one of those 10-year-old things, 10 years ago today, now versus today.
Right.
Of course, Graham says you weren't near as ugly 10 years ago. And then Matt chimes in, "I disagree." So, those two just teaming up on me.
Hey, by
Thanks,
the way,
guys.
I was talking about, speaking of getting better looking, I'm watching, I was telling you guys about the show Schitt's Creek. You should definitely be watching Schitt's Creek. It's such a hilarious show.
Right.
But I remember seeing Eugene Levy from, back in his Second City days, and he wasn't a very good looking guy. Would you agree, Robbie, Eugene Levy?
He's an odd looking guy.
He's actually turned himself into a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Man.
Did he do something about those eyebrows?
No, that's the thing. He still has the eyebrows. But look, Robbie, look what he looked like. Look on this my screen right now. Look what he used to look like. You see that?
When he had the afro.
Yeah.
This is a good looking picture right here.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Here's what he looks like now. Right? Look at him. Here's what he used to look like. This is what he used to look like.
Are you going to convince Katie that's how you're going to?
That's my trajectory.
Trajectory, yes. Yeah, that's evolve.
And age into your body.
Like 12 years from now, Katie, I just need a hotter woman. I mean, look at me.
People are guessing Eugene Levy at 40.
What's that? let's wrap this thing up. Your son is getting an apartment, his first place, right?
Is that crazy? So my son is 21 years old. He just turned 21.
Is your ex-wife's rich boyfriend helping out with that?
No. It's funny you say that. Do you know who's helping out is... He has a friend. He only has one other friend who makes money.
Okay.
My son makes money because he works for the NSA while he goes to school. So, you know, he has an actual job.
Is he making money now during the shutdown?
Yeah, he's an essential employee because he works for national security.
Nice.
So
I feel much better.
You're safe. He continues to make money. But I never imagined, because he's only a sophomore, now he's a junior, I guess, junior in college. Right. I never thought he'd go out and get his own place, but he did. He's getting his own place.
Well, where has he been living?
Well, he lives here and at his mother's house. Yeah, I mean, he's...
Rent-free, both places?
He doesn't pay any rent here.
Okay.
I guess he wants to try to kill it, I guess.
So he's going to get an apartment with a buddy?
Yeah, with a friend, yeah.
Where at?
In Laurel.
Okay, there's some nice apartments there.
Well, I know it's expensive because... His friend has rich parents. Maybe you don't know, Joey does not have rich parents.
Okay.
And that friend's parents are willing to kick a certain amount of money towards the house. Now, they're not paying for Joey's half, but his friend has to pay more for his half.
Okay.
But he gets to choose whatever room he gets.
Who's furnishing this thing?
So it's funny you say that because Katie and I are giving him our bed.
And you're getting a king?
We're going to get a king, yeah.
You have a small bed.
Do you know we have a queen? Do you know why we're getting a king?
Because it's crazy for a married couple to have a queen.
No, that's not why. Because the dog doesn't fit comfortably in the bed right now.
Yes.
So now we're all good because the dog can sleep in the bed with us.
So does your son have any ability to take care of himself?
No.
Can he do laundry? Can he cook?
Well, no. He's been doing laundry and feeding himself for a very long time, right?
But can he cook, or is he just eating
No,
out?
He won't cook. He'll eat out every meal like I've done for the past 50 years. I don't think there's anything that he's going to do differently than me. I will say, hold on, what is...
How soon will they have a party, a house?
Katie said to me, I didn't fucking know that before, Joe, asshole. God, sorry.
Anger management, Dr. Hold Gill.
On. Hey, Katie, come here. Hey, jeez. Was Dr. that really Gill that horrible? By the way, I thought it would have been clever
Smart.
If
yeah.
she knew something.
Yeah.
God, she comes at me so hard.
Anger
jeez.
Management.
Jeez. I'm an asshole because I thought I thought it was shrewd.
Yeah, it was
jeez.
A compliment, Katie.
Good God.
That would be a smart.
Where's all the venom come from?
No, I mean, I'm not really that mad.
Oh, because asshole is very...
Well, no, because you didn't even give me any credit for thinking about it. You were like, oh, you had inside information. No, I Googled it.
All right, well, that's good. I don't know that I'm an asshole. You get all
okay.
the credit.
I apologize for saying that.
By the way, if
that.
He plays till okay. he's 45, you win $100, and you're right.
Mm-hmm. But you have to. But you hate him, so that's sort of a weird bet for you to root for him to continue playing.
It's called a saver bet.
I have I have respect for him.
Well, you have to, but he's a direct rival to your Ravens.
No, I hate that he's. Yeah, I hate that he's in the AFC. I was telling Joe this. I do kind of love that I get to watch like the greatest quarterback of all time from the very beginning to the very end.
You do absolutely
like. At a time where I actually like enjoy football and it's a huge part of my life. So I don't really care.
It's the same way my dad feels about Madison Bain.
Yeah. You also get to watch Taylor Swift, the greatest musical artist of all time from
arguably.
The beginning. Quite possible. You also get to watch Eric Woodworth, the greatest musical murder mystery.
I asked
performer.
Katie who she'd rather be friends with, Lady Gaga or Taylor Swift. Who do you think she thinks she'd rather be friends with? Not who's better.
Uh-huh.
There's a big difference. It's who she'd rather be friends with.
I say Lady Gaga.
Gaga, because she wants to hang out with Bradley Cooper.
Taylor Swift.
I agree. It's Taylor Swift. Gaga's too intense.
Yeah, that's the same thing. She's too out there.
She's a little bananas. Taylor Swift's very humble. And she always hangs out with her friends and they go on cool
trips.
She
always hangs out with her friends? Wow. Yeah. As opposed to who? Who else would she hang out with?
Hey, dude, we watched maybe the first 10 minutes of this Taylor Swift special on Netflix.
I watched it too.
God, she is so hot.
She's growing into
herself. Oh my God.
She's no Eugene Levy.
She's also kind of hot because she's a little awkward. She's not like, she's almost like attainable hot, if that makes sense.
I get that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's not like Katy Perry.
She's not like, I'm just all about being sexy. She's just somehow like,
she's not Rihanna.
So likable hot.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying about Katy Perry and Rihanna. They're more classic beauties. Dude, I think that...
They're more sex symbols.
Yeah, I think Taylor Swift is as hot as them. Plus, she's always getting dumped, so I like that, too, because that's what makes her seem attainable. You know what I mean? She seems like she's desperate for men's attention.
She doesn't have the body that these other women have.
That's what I was going to tell you. Her body is smoking. Her legs and ass are a lot thicker than I thought that they were when you see in that special. And that, I thought she was like rail thin, but she's not.
Are you going to keep watching this now that you know that Joe is just salivating?
I had no idea.
I said something we were watching.
No, but I mean, I didn't realize you wanted me to keep playing it.
Wow.
No, I didn't want you to keep playing it.
What would you do? You come home one day, he's literally jerking off to that concert.
She wouldn't care.
I'd be like, okay, why are you in the living room?
Yeah, she'd be like, can't you take it upstairs?
But what if it was the worst song on the entire concert?
I mean, that would annoy me. I'd be like, come on.
By the
way,
Cool Hand Luke is on Netflix right now, and I saw it, and I'm like,
is that one of her songs?
Yeah, no, Cool Hand Luke is one of the greatest films of all time. Anyway, I go, fuck yeah. So I start watching it. I hadn't seen Cool Hand Luke in probably 15 years. I was so excited. So she walks, and she goes, what's this? I go, Cool Hand Luke. So I leave. She started watching Blue Planet. She didn't give a shit about Cool Hand Luke.
Hey, I was watching Blue Planet. How did you know that?
Because I saw you in there when the thing went out, when I went to pet the dog.
Probably because of your dog cam.
Rob, do you watch Schitt's Creek?
No, I've heard about it, but I never knew much about it, but Joe is selling me on it.
Yeah,
Schitt's Creek
it.
Is really, really funny.
I started watching The Punisher.
Before
Before I go, did you order your suit?
Oh, yeah. This is what happened. Oh, this is good that you're here now. So I ordered it, and I ordered it knowing that it wouldn't fit, but it's the size I want to be.
That's what Joe does, too. Anytime something doesn't fit him, he's like, no, I'm going to keep it. That's what I'm going to fit into. I'm like, no, just return it for something that fits you.
Well, I get another. I can try another one on.
Yes.
They give you two.
Yes.
So what I was going to do is wait like, a month or something, and then do the same size again and then see where I'm at. And then if I'm not close, then just
get the
commit
other one
to the bigger size.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine?
Yeah, of
course. So when's the deadline for me to...
I mean, I would tell you, I think May 1st should be your deadline.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
All right, is that the show? Terps lose by 14, by the way.
Oh, sorry for your loss. Man. Too bad. But no, I like the suit a lot. Tawanda thought it's a really nice suit. She's excited about
good.
It.
Now we're just going to get the tie situation and we'll be good.
Yes, the floral prints.
Where are we with that?
I like the floral. Okay. I'm going to have you guys try them on with the floral, and I also have a pink tie that you're going to try on. So
we're going to go for it.
Yeah, who cares? You're going to be in Mexico. You can get away with it.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to be at the Bright Box February 9th, but it's going to sell out. So actually, there's 50 tickets left right now. What's it, about 3 weeks out?
Yep.
For the late show. The first show is already sold out.
And if you're in the Baltimore area, you know you want to do something Valentine's Day. It's Thursday night, February 14th. Come to the Magoobies. You'll see the newly dead game. It'll be packed. It'll be hilarious. Marianne Sirk from 98 Rock will be joining us this time. Obviously, the rest of the cast. Check it out, Valentine's Day, February 14th. That's the show. Joe's Bachelor Party, getting closer. Gramps will bring a porn star date.
Later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.